The U.S. Department of Energy says it was able to safely extract a steady stream of natural gas from methane hydrates this winter on Alaska's North Slope. The agency partnered with oil companies to test new technology to remove methane trapped in ice crystals beneath the seafloor. The federal government calls methane hydrates a vast, untapped resource with enormous potential. Chris Smith is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Oil and Natural Gas at the Energy Department. I asked him to describe what methane hydrates are.
If you had a chunk of methane hydrate and you're holding in your hand, it would look like a chunk of cloudy ice. But at ambient conditions, you know, here at atmospheric pressure, at room temperature, it would dissociate. So you would get water running off your hand, and then you'd get methane, the natural gas that's coming off of the chunk of hydrate. You could actually light the ice on fire. So what we are interested in is the fact that you can find this methane hydrate trapped in the pore space, just like you find oil or natural gas. And you find it in Alaska, you find it in the deep water Gulf of Mexico, anywhere where you get the appropriate combination of low temperatures and high pressures and H2O and methane, you can find occurrences of a methane hydrate. And what we're looking at doing is, you know, how do we develop the right technology so that we can access this enormous potential source of energy and turn it into an option for American consumers.
Why is Alaska a good place to test methane hydrate extraction?
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons. Yeah, first of all, you find hydrate in great quantities in Alaska. So you know where it is. You can access it. But you can also do the experiments. You can do the tests onshore as opposed to doing them at great cost in deep water. And there is a great amount of infrastructure and technical capability and the equipment and the people and the resources that you need. So Alaska is actually an ideal national laboratory for doing this type of scientific innovation.
And you've been conducting some research and tests this winter. What did you find here?
Yeah, we drilled the well last winter, and this winter we conducted the tests for which the well was drilled. We did a couple things. First, we're looking at different areas for solutions for sequestration or storage of CO2. CO2 that you get out of power plants and other sources, if you can capture that and then store it in the earth, then through carbon capture sequestration, then you're reducing the amount of greenhouse gases that you're emitting into the environment. One special thing about methane hydrate is that we understand through our laboratory experiments and through our computer modeling is that if you can inject CO2 into a methane hydrate formation, the hydrate formation will preferentially release the methane molecule and will absorb the CO2 molecule. So you can put CO2 down and then pull out methane that you can use as an energy source. So the first part of our test was to test that concept, to take CO2, inject it at pressure into the formation, and trap that CO2 there. And then the second part of the experiment was to lower the pressure of the wellbore and allow the methane to flow. So those were the experiments that we conducted this winter. We've just concluded that. We're just in the process of plugging that well.
Well, based on those tests, how much potential is there to extract methane hydrate in the U.S.?
We're not in a position to make any declaration at this point, but we do know that we were successful at injecting the CO2. We know that there was some storage of CO2. We were pleased with the fact that the formation did flow, and there's some real fundamental scientific questions about how hydrate behaves when you drill into it. So we've increased our knowledge of these things, and I think they're going to be able to build on that.
How much interest is there from industry in methane hydrate extraction?
In terms of industry interest in the concept, it's early days still, right? So this is still a very experimental technology. We don't have the results of the test yet, although they appear to be, appear to be encouraging at this point. But, our goal is to demonstrate that this is feasible. And once we've demonstrated that, this is very early stages, but once we've demonstrated that's feasible, we think that this is something that will attract a lot of interest from industry, much like the early work in shale gas development has kind of changed the way we look at natural gas development in the lower 48.
And would you say that you're talking about what's commonly known as fracking? Would you say that the methane hydrate extraction is the next big thing after fracking?
Well, you know, when you're looking at early phase science, it's it can be hazardous to talk about what the next big thing is. If you knew the next big thing, then you wouldn't be doing the experiments because you just go out and do it, right? Just go do the thing. But certainly, we see that there is a potential. I mean, the size of the resource base in methane hydrate is enormous. It's very, very, very big, and so we do see the potential if this does work. I mean, if it is successful, we do learn the right types of things. That we could really create some new options for American consumers that would make us less reliant on oil, less reliant on coal-fired power plants, and allow us to produce more energy here domestically in a way that creates real new options for American consumers. So we think it has potential, and it's a piece of science that we're very interested in.
Chris Smith is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Oil and Natural Gas at the Energy Department. The department is launching a new research effort to conduct a long-term production test in Alaska.